So the accident happened in October. It was in East Moines jurisdiction, but the geographical location where it was at, I was the closest unit. It came out with a two-vehicle accident with injuries. I responded down there and had one car in the median, one car in the ditch on the other side with traffic. We shut the road down and begin triaging patients to see for injuries. And the gentleman I located, he had a makeshift tourniquet placed on his arm when I got to him. I did not speak English. Thankfully, there was a bystander who was there who was able to translate for us. We looked at his arm and it was still bleeding heavily. The tourniquet that he had was not stopping it. So we applied an additional tourniquet and got him up to the ambulance when they got there to get him to the hospital.
In terms of responding to a situation like that, you can't let adrenaline completely take over the situation. Is there a way you kind of manage that when you're responding to an accident scene? I don't know if it's fair to say that all of that can be a blur, but you do, I'm assuming, have to walk a fine line between, hey, having the adrenaline responding, but then getting the situation under control. That doesn't sound like an easy combination.
No, it's hard, especially when you look down at the speedometer. That's the first place that we start getting in trouble, getting in a hurry. So that's the part where we start controlling our adrenaline. And from there, we kind of let the training kick in. That was actually the first time I've ever had to put a tourniquet on. I was scared to death. But it was just one of those things, just recognize what was going on and revert back to the training. And it kind of helps smooth everything over when it just goes as planned.
You don't do it for recognition. You do it to serve the public. But it is nice to receive recognition. What was it like for you being honored this week? That's a pretty neat award. You know, getting a national award from the American Red Cross. What about that?
It caught me off guard. I was very surprised by it. That was one of those calls that we just responded to it, took care of what we need to take care of, and moved on to the next one. So to have this come back up from October and get recognized for it was pretty cool.